if she comes back? What if there's no way of moving back? What when your face falls apart? Have you got enough time?
From the land of the sky and to high strangers around the globe, this is Joshua P. Warren's Speaking of Strange.
And I am Sam the Animal Steel on what will become, in radio history, a momentous occasion. This will go down, much like War of the Worlds did in radio history. It's the final episode as we wrap up Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Sam Steele joined tonight by the illustrious, the man, the myth, the made-for-TV movie, Forrest Connor.
Good evening, Sam. How are you?
Good evening, Forrest. How are you?
Today's a beautiful day, Sam.
Now, Forrest, how long has Speaking of Strange been on the air?
I'm not even sure. We started in...
like 17 years or something like that?
17, 18. I think it's been 35 years, actually.
37 years it's been on the air.
Wow.
Which is crazy, because you're only like 41. But, I mean, you were 42. But, yeah, I mean, you were there for the genesis.
Yes, I was there for the first show.
The first show, and
I'm
now...
I'm here for the last. I'm the Alpha and the Omega.
Yeah, because guess who's not here for the last show?
Joshua P. Warren.
Where is Joshua P. Warren, you might ask? Well, he is in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico.
Probably in the middle of a blackout right now.
No, he told me that he has had a pretty okay power on his side of the island. Still a lot of people in Puerto Rico without power. But he did say that every day they're having intermittent, you know.
Rolling blackouts.
Well, they had that beforehand as well. But, you know, they're a little more longer in length. But, yeah, I was, like, worried because, you know, he left right before that hurricane. And he didn't go back until just really, like, maybe 2 months ago, a month and a half ago.
Right.
And so he didn't even know the condition of his life or anything. And turns out that, you know, his stuff was pretty well spared. But he's working on, you know, he's always been a busy beaver. And with a beaver pelt hat.
Yes, sir.
And he's working, he says, on some movies, TV shows.
Always busy on something, some kind of big project.
Too
Joshua
busy.
P. Warren has going
Maybe,
on.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
We should just cold call him.
Let's do it.
Let's cold call.
Well, you need to intro our other person.
I know, I'm
here.
Sorry. Well, she was on a different mic there. And I'm also joined by the lovely, the effervescent, the bubbly, the beautiful, Miss Shelley Wright.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Shelly.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. You know, I'm fair to middling. I'm trying to bring that back.
My dad uses that all the time.
Yeah, and he's a fine man.
He is. John Connor is a great man.
John Connor.
John Connor.
But, yeah, I'm doing okay. Nothing, you know, too much to speak of. Nothing crazy. Just the mundanities of life.
Well, now that we're going to have more time, we can actually hang out now.
Perhaps. So what happened, or you might ask, to the listeners? And we're sorry. To the listeners, I want to say, you know, apologies at all if, you know, the last several months have not lived up to the beginning, the Forrest Connor age of Speaking of Strange, when it was like, it was just exciting. We're going to play some, we have some clips tonight. You know,
oh,
some,
really?
We have some clips, a couple things that haven't been lost to the annals of time.
You've kept me in the dark about what's going on tonight.
Just because I have no idea, Forrest.
Okay.
I had, you know, there was an email sent. You think there's been prep?
I was in Wilmington, and I get this email from Shelley over here. It's like, it's the last Speaking of Strange. And I'm like,
and
really?
You just happened to be coming in, right?
Well, no, I made a special trip up here for this.
Aww.
Did you really? I thought you
I
were
did.
Coming in.
No, I made a special trip up here for
from
this.
From Delaware or North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Okay. That's a fur piece.
It's a fur piece down there at Wrightsville Beach. You know,
oh, I love that area.
It was sitting down there actually doing some driving for Uber a little bit.
I used to do that.
And text came up there. I was like, oh, here's someone that wants another ride. No, it's Sam Steele. What does Sam Steele? Last Speaking of Strange. Okay, I'll make a trip up.
Man, well, thank you for making the trip. I mean, that would be an expensive Uber trip.
It would.
Actually, sometimes you can actually be cheaper to take an Uber for a long distance than it can be to, like, rent a car or...
Well, I know several people that fly into Charlotte actually get Ubers from Charlotte to Wilmington because it's cheaper to fly, cheaper to get an Uber from Charlotte to Wilmington than it is to fly from Charlotte to Wilmington.
Really?
Yes.
That's like at least a four-hour drive, isn't it?
It's right at 4 hours.
Dang. It's got to be a couple hundred bucks.
Probably, but, you know, I think it's like $300 to fly into Wilmington from Charlotte.
I don't know why this is a strange material, but, I mean, I did rent a car the other day in Charlotte and drove home because, in a long story, just connecting flights, I didn't want to wait in Charlotte for like 9 hours, so I rented a car there, drove back here, and returned the car the same day. It was like $30. I think I paid less than $30 to rent a car one way and drop it off here. And I was like, dang, that's a pretty good deal.
Not bad.
A really good deal.
Yeah.
I didn't get such a good deal.
That, my friends, is what you can expect on tonight's final episode.
Woo!
Is strange stories like cheap rental cars, Uber rides, haunted Uber.
Haunted Uber rides.
That'd be a great theme at Halloween.
Ooh.
Or that would just be every Uber ride with Forrest.
True.
Haunted Uber, a creepy Uber ride.
Well, you know, on my Uber rides, they did get Joshua's cards and Shelly's cards handed out to a lot
of really? Them. So you were panhandling like, the customer.
Exactly. It's like, hey, if you guys are ever up in Asheville, go here and go here.
Good stuff. Yeah, so Josh, I think we should cold call him tonight.
Let's I think so.
Let's do it.
I can't wait. That'll be exciting. He'll be thrilled. yeah, so we got some clips. And we're basically winging it. And later on in the show, I've been told that one Mr. Vance Pollock will, for the longtime listeners who might have been confused as to what happened, we didn't really know. Every week was just, for the most part, a seat of the pants experience. We never knew if we'd be preempted by, you know, sporting events. Sometimes we'd get down here to the studio, we'd have crazy electrical, like, malfunctions. Because there's, like, demons in these here machines, so a lot of times we didn't even know if we'd be recording, or doing the show until the day of the show. And, we still have some clips we'll get to, and hopefully we'll have a good time reminiscing, and we'll probably find some strange material to talk about. Shelly wanted to talk about the ghost here at the Radio Ranch.
I just don't know what to do. And here we are. It's our very last episode of Speaking of Strange. And he's been part of WWNC for, 100 years? Close to 100
Scotty
years?
Scotty Road Armor?
The other ghost.
Scotty's not
Scotty's
dead.
Predecessor.
We have had some interesting situations. I remember one night, Forrest was here sitting in the producer seat, and we had Mitch, one of the engineers, come in, and we started talking about the ghost. And it was the first time that we had ever had a conversation about the ghost here. And he left, and all of a sudden, remember, you're like, look out there. And it was in the hallway.
The lights
and every,
were flashing.
They were strobing, flashing. It was crazy.
Forrest, recount this story, because I've heard Shelley tell it before, and I didn't know exactly what might be, what really happened?
Well, like I said, I was sitting in your spot right there, and Mitch had been in earlier, and we're just shooting the breeze.
Shooting the poo.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, all of a sudden, we had the lights all bright in here, and we start looking out in the hallway, and being fluorescent lights out there, every time, like, energy or something would pass those lights, they would light up.
And it was red, though. It was all red
lights.
It
was red,
strobing.
Yellow, and it's all kinds of different, like...
Red and yellows and blues and grains.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you, the other night I got up in here, I was doing... I had to do some work, and it was approximately... I don't know, it was about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And this place scares me late at night. It's very dark out here at the Radio Ranch. There's no lights out here, really, and, like... the lights that are supposed to turn, they never turn on.
No.
So it's always very dark and, like, it's very spooky.
There are bears.
So there are bears. I've been chased by turkeys, angry turkeys. I've seen foxes. I've seen We've been shot at, not while we were in the building, but the building is...
The building has been.
Yes. We've been banned. You know, I mean, Shelly saw fires one night.
We did.
Out in the fields, like, it was crazy. But I was here the other night. It was like 2:30, 3 o'clock. And, you know, I am always been the skeptic or the voice of reason when it comes to supernatural things. I don't discount them, but I'm like, there's probably an explanation. I knew there was nobody in the building, and I saw a shadow out of the corner of my eye, like, walk past the Rock studio window. And I'm like, and I felt something weird. Like, I just was like, oh, what was that? And so, like, I got up and I looked, and there was, now I would have heard the door beep if somebody came in, you know, beep, beep, beep. No door beeping. I was like, oh, did I leave the door? No, door wasn't open. I continued to feel this presence and see out of the corner of my eye this shadow going down the hallway. And then I would hear this noise in my headphone. I just kept sounding to myself. I was like, it's just the cable hitting my my shirt or my shoulder. That's all it is. But I kept hearing this noise, and it wasn't like from another studio turned up or anything. And I even texted a friend. I was like, there is something in this building with me right now. I had to finish what I was doing. And I got out of here at like 3:30 in the morning, and I just bolted. I was just like,
done.
And I was not that friend he texted to tell about this.
No. It was. Would you have been up at 3:30 in the morning?
I probably would have heard your text. I would have replied.
And if anybody would have been...
And it wasn't the morning crew coming in, was it?
No, they don't. I mean,
they get here about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Right. This was in that dead zone of nobody in the building. And, I mean, it was creepy. It was like, I thought maybe I'd left the door cracked. Somebody had come in. It was like, you know, who knows what would have been going on. But there was nobody there. When I left, I had to turn my car, like, you know, hit the alarm button, you know, like, so that the lights would flash several times. I do that all the time anyway, because I'm like, if there's a bear out there, you can't see anything.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
You got the heck out.
I got the heck out. And that's just one instance. And I had a friend here a couple weeks ago, and I said to her, she said that she was very in tune, you know, to mystical, or, you know, to spirits. You know, she could feel them more so than your average bear. And I was like, I'm not going to tell you where, but somewhere in this building, it's been reported that there is more activity than anywhere else. I'll leave it up to you to find it. And what did she say? What did she say?
She said the women's bathroom.
She did say the women's bathroom.
You've experienced something there, have you not?
Yes. Everybody who's ever come in here, that's where they say the spirit is felt the most. Maybe it's like a creeper ghost.
He's kind of pervy.
You're listening to Speaking of Strange, the final episode. As Forrest said, the Omega. He was here for the Alpha. He's here for the Omega. Joined tonight by Forrest Connor, Shelley Wright. I am Sam Steele. This is where the unusual becomes usual for the last time. It's Speaking of Strange on News Radio 570 WWNC. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. I am Sam the Animal Steel. On this, the last episode, I know, hold back your tears. Hold them back, people. I'm joined tonight by none other than Forrest Jelly Bear Connor.
Jelly Bear.
I don't know where that came. I was just coming up with like... and Miss Shelley Wright.
You want my nickname? Hardwood Forest Connor.
Hardwood Forest Connor. You heard it here last. How did you develop that?
Actually, it was a Speaking of Strange nickname.
Well,
it was developed. My SOS. My Speaking of Strange handle is SOS Hardwood at twitter.com.
Now, for the folks listening who just might, Speaking of Strange is Joshua P. Warren's baby. This show has been on WWNC now, and also, streaming at, you can listen to all the old episodes at speakingofstrange.com. JoshuaPWarren.com is there for the last time. Is there a frickin' period after the P?
No period after the P.
Not a single period. Just JoshuaPWarren.com. I can see how you get it confused, but there's no period after the P, damn it. Anyway, you can listen to the old episodes there, and Forrest was here back in the day, and, this show has always been a fun take on, some odd things. A lot of times it would just be, some weird stories, which we'll get to later on tonight in the Dark 30 Hour. We should really try to find the worst stories possible, for the final Dark 30 Hour. And, thanks be to WWNC, Brian Hall, and, for letting us play around and do this thing. And Forrest, that's why I wanted to have you on here, because, I was around back in the day.
You were.
But I was never I was not cool enough to be part of the lemur team or anything.
No, you would pop in and make a cameo on the show every now and then.
It was so exciting back then when I would do that.
Back before you knew.
Yeah, back before I knew what radio was. No, but back then, you guys would be over here at the Radio Ranch, and I would be, that was when we had the other stations down the street.
Right.
And so, I would actually have to drive over here. And that was before we had these studios that we're in now. And you were in the old building.
We were in the old building.
In that last studio, which would later be like Paul's office or something.
Right.
And, it was
what
like.
What is it now?
I couldn't tell you. Maybe it's like somebody with payroll. I don't know. I don't even know if
there's important person's office.
There's no people here anymore. You know that. And it's funny. I remember the John studio was across the hall there.
Right.
Those studios look like the studios at Time forgot. Like, they're basically untouched for years. Like, old boards with the white boards in there.
Really?
Yeah. It's a trip back in time over there, man. But I would come over here, and it was, so exciting because it would be Josh and you and Micah. And who else was back?
Brian Irish. Robert McGee.
Give everybody props that was
Brian
on there.
Irish, Robert McGee, who else would pop in with us? Mobius would pop in every now and then. I think Mobius is more toward the
I'm still
the
a firm believer
there.
That Mobius doesn't actually exist. That I mean, have I gotten emails from him? Yes. I've spoken to him on the phone.
Have you seen Mobius?
I've never seen Mobius. And so that's why I am of the belief that maybe he's not really maybe he's a spirit, an entity. I don't know. I can't prove that he's existing.
But, of course, you can't. Lauren was Josh's wife was always here.
Lauren Warren
mm-hmm. was here. And she, back in the day, that's when she had the boom box and would actually record the shows on tape.
Now, he has those tapes, actually, in a storage facility somewhere. He asked me one time if I'd like, he's like, oh, I got all this stuff in there, these cassette tapes. And they're like, most of them are unlabeled, it's like a treasure trove.
Right, and there's times we'd have so many people in there, we'd actually have some guests over in the newsroom over there that we would make that mic hot over there, and some of our guests would sit over there and participate in the show.
Oh,
where you could see right through the window over there.
I remember that, yeah. The newsroom, and remember the bricks?
Yes. There's a picture of me somewhere knocking down that wall with... The bricks were there.
Now, because I have no content, and I'm woefully unprepared to do justice to the final show. You know, I think in the next segment we'll play some old interviews, like some of the classic interviews that I've listened to over the years were with the unknown Henson, who has always been a favorite of the Speaking of Strange posse. Like you guys, like were all down with him way before, like, you know, I'd ever even heard of the guy.
Right. He'd call in on occasion, and we'd sit there and interview him and talk American.
And talk about them Wormans.
Wormans.
And so there's a good bit of unknown Henson audio. And you just sent me some audio. Actually, we could play that audio now. Set this up.
Okay. You need to set a... You need this. You have the other audio that we were talking about earlier.
I don't. No, let's
do it in another segment.
Okay,
so we can set that one up. And play these two audios. But we'll start it right now. We'll tease for the next segment.
Oh, tease me, Forrest.
Basically, we went on a lemur.
The folks listening, what was lemur an acronym for?
League of Energy Manifestation and it's a mouthful. League of Energy Manifestation and Unexplainable Phenomena Research.
Say that again.
Exactly. But Speaking of Strange sort of came out of Lemur, and we said, okay, well, this is working pretty well. Let's have a cruise.
And Josh has done several, like, over the years, you know, cruises and different meetups for, you know, different things.
And this was way before my time.
Way before Shelley Wright's time.
It's hard to believe. I've only been part of this for 8 years.
Only 8 years. But basically...
Seeing as, you know, that's a far cry from your 35, 37 years.
37,
42 years he's been doing this show. So there was a lemur cruise.
Right.
And where were you at? Where was the port of call?
Port of call, I believe, was Tampa.
That was where you left from.
We left.
Odd that you would say that, because my dad, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, used to teach at SPJC, I think it was that or USF, one of the colleges he taught at down there. And the port was right there next to the school, like, so we would see the cruise ships pull in and stuff, and everybody would be leaving.
Right. So we left out of there, and this was when the swine flu was real big a few years ago. Remember when we had the big swine flu scare?
When it was so popular to have the swine flu.
Right. So we left out of Tampa. We were going to go the ports of call were supposed to be Cayman Islands, Cozumel, and Honduras. Well, pulled into Cayman Islands, no big deal. Had our fun.
It's lovely.
Tasted our samples of the island and all that good stuff. And well, we leave out of Cayman Islands, and this big announcement comes up over the ship. We will not be porting in Cozumel due to the swine flu. You will get $20 back as credit for not being able to dock at Cozumel. It's like, yay, we get to spend an extra day at sea.
So now you got a cruise ship full of angry people. Because they, you know, you got your Cozumelians. They want to go to Cozumel. They want to get that duty free.
Exactly. And then we're supposed to go to Honduras.
Just cruising past Cozumel.
Cozumel is about probably
100 kilometers off the starboard.
Off the starboard bow. And we
will not be stopping in Honduras. The longshoremen are rioting, and there's been gunshots in the port.
Even though the captain knew about this a couple days in advance and could have scheduled something else, no.
You'll get another $20 to spend in our crappy casinos.
And so what happens? Josh takes the $20 and turns it into $8,000. No.
The wishing machine.
The wishing machine.
But no, actually, that's wishingmachine.com.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. But no, this was actually before Josh had perfected the wishing machine. So we were sitting out there in the middle of the ocean, and all of a sudden, we're probably done spending our money in the crappy casino, and we turn on the water in the cabin, and this nice brown ooze Have you seen Ghostbusters where the ooze starts coming out of...
I seen Ghostbusters? Come on.
Where the orange ooze starts coming out, we'll leave it there.
All right, so we come back. this break, we're going to play some audio, some vintage ripened in an oak barrel, speaking of strange, from back in the day. This is the final episode. It's bittersweet. I'm Sam Steele, joined by Forrest Connor, Shelley Wright. You're listening to the show where the unusual becomes usual. Speaking of strange, it's News Radio 570 WWNC. That's a good one.
When in doubt, take it out.
When in doubt, take it out. This is Speaking of Strange. Joshua P. Warren, Speaking of Strange, on News Radio 570, WWNC. The final episode. The end of an era. And I don't know what else to say. I feel as if I'm not the one who should be taking this out. I am Sam Steele, and I'm just like the caretaker. I've just been the guy who's been mowing the lawn the last couple of months.
And a good job at it also.
Oh, thanks, Forrest. I appreciate it. I try. I'm joined tonight by Forrest Connor, who was one of the originators. He was here at the station. He taught me some things.
And you taught me some things.
I taught you all about glass-bottom boats and
Punch Baby.
Rotten.com. And Miss Shelley Wright, who would never, ever look at such horrible things on the internet. She's just a dear. You can say, Shelley, you know there's a microphone in front of you.
I know. I'm trying not to cry.
Oh.
No, I would look at the dirty stuff if I knew about the dirty stuff.
What are you doing after the show?
And so, yeah, so we're kind of just, it's like, hey, guys, we didn't have much notice on this.
No, this never happens.
It's what the show
in radio. No.
That never happens. That the show gets like canceled.
Well, you
it
know
never
what?
Happens. You get canceled with no notice in radio.
Yeah.
You
usually don't get a chance to say goodbye.
You don't. You never get a chance to say goodbye. There's no closure. There are always questions from people. This is monumental.
But it was a such short notice that all I was able to do was get Forrest Connor.
Yeah.
Who drove all the way from Wilmington to be here tonight. So thank you for doing that.
And this studio, it's the same, but yet it's different in here also. I mean, it's WWNC.
And we do have a new phone, and I think we're going to try to call Joshua P. Warren this hour.
All right, well.
Because it is his show. So
But, Joshua P. Warren, speaking of strange.
That is correct.
Let me finish up where we were at earlier.
We were at Doodoo Water.
Doodoo
on
Water,
the cruise ship.
The green, the not the pink slime, but the duty brown slime water coming out.
Yes.
And so we turned the water on, and it's just like oozing out of these, of the bathtub, out of the faucets. And it's like, are we supposed to drink this stuff? And, you know, it was like that for about 2-3 hours until finally it cleared up. But, you know, the next few days, would you want to drink that water?
Uh-uh.
That stuff
I wouldn't be
out?
On the cruise ship to begin with.
Well,
I only yacht.
Touché.
I only yacht.
Well, you remember the yacht club.
That's something like that. So you guys were, you're on this you know, disease-ridden, angry,
rioting ship. These people, like, all the passengers are gathering down in the main lobby area, just yelling about mutiny, and we're only getting $20 back. And so, well, Josh calls in about this time. And I think you have the audio there.
This is the audio, and it's this old audio. So what year was this for us?
2009.
This is the audio of which we have of Joshua P. Warren calling in from the cruise ship. And it sounds like he's in some war zone, but it's probably not that bad. But here we go.
Hello, Mobius. This is Joshua. It is Saturday, about 1 p.m., and, man, let me tell you, this has turned into a weird cruise. Screaming mutiny. The Coast Guard is boarding the ship in less than an hour. We're not sure what's going to happen. It's a long story. We've had to cancel two of our ports in Honduras. There are people shooting at the ports. It's just, you know, it's... well, look, if everything goes according to plan, hopefully I'll be back in tomorrow morning. But if you call in to the show tonight or talk to Micah... just tell the listeners that this cruise has definitely lived up to all the weird and speaking of weird stuff. So I'll talk to you later.
So Josh was, I mean, people were getting seasick on this cruise because, like, of course, it wasn't the calmest of waters on that trip. And people were just everywhere just getting sick. And the ones that weren't getting sick were saying, we want our fucking money back. Give us our fucking money back. And just, it was just chaos in the middle of the high seas.
Yeah, well, I mean, were you in international waters?
We were in international waters.
Oh, so, I mean, there could have been a riot out there.
Yes.
So, explain the fake Carnival Cruise Line clip that we're about to play.
Well, a couple weeks later after we got back, after we all got back safely, no swine flu, no weird dysentery from the water there, we said, well, you know, Carnival Cruise Lines really screwed us over on this trip, and so we decided to make a promo for Carnival Cruise Lines.
Carnival. And
the ship we were on was the Legend, and I think we changed it to Legion on that commercial, I believe.
Let's play the clip.
Carnival Cruise Lines and our finest ship, the Carnival Legion, announced the best deals of the century for us.
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
Sign up for any port you like right now. Want to go to Belize, the scenic Azores, or even to the moon? It doesn't matter. We're not going to stop anywhere.
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
Who needs land when you can watch endless blue water for days, spending all your money in our crappy casino and bars? It would even make Captain Morgan sick. But if you want to complain,
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
It's the only way to stay safe from all those diseases on land. Our ship's cabin water has a creamy chocolate color. And you know even the swine flu can't live in that sewage. So you're guaranteed swine flu free. That's why.
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
So when you want to stay hostage on the high seas, spend your $1,000 making sure you never see land again. But don't worry, you get $20 back. So figure out that dream location you've always wanted to watch on your cabin TV. Then give us a call at Carnival Cruise Lines, keeping you safe from filthy land and keeping us filthy rich.
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
What are we, Forrest?
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
The reverb in there.
Yeah, I know. That's some classic, speaking of strange. And, you know, so it only seems right that we should try to get Joshua P. Ward.
Do it.
So, you guys, Shelly, I'm going to need you to speak into that microphone looking thing.
We need
thing.
Some, like, some music dolling music.
Well,
or
I
something.
Didn't pull up any music.
Okay, well, hold then Shelly and I will talk for
you
a second.
You guys do that
right.
While you talk. I'll find some phone dialing music.
So, I have no idea what he is going to say. When we finally get him,
well,
it's going to be fun.
If we finally get him, hopefully he's not in a rolling blackout in Puerto Rico right now.
Hopefully not.
But anyway, so, you know, can I ask how things are going at the coin shop?
They're going great. They're busy. It's finally spring. It's finally feeling like spring out there. And it's busy, and there's lots of stuff in there for people to buy.
Okay, we've talked about the coin shop. Let's talk about your shop.
Okay, all right, my shop, yes. Nevermore, is now exclusively online, and I'm really happy about this.
And our online sales, how are online sales going?
Online
what
sales
kind of feedback
are,
you getting?
I'm getting great feedback. I am getting great feedback. And even I'm hearing from, you know, my favorite customers, you know, they don't really want to get through the website. They just want to see me and, oh, I need some stuff. And you know, I'll deliver it to them. And it's wonderful. I love to see them.
Because so. I stopped by a couple weeks ago and I saw this big sign on the door that says, we are no longer at this location. Please check out our website at Nevermore. What Nevermore? What's the website?
NevermoreMysticalArts.com.
Right. And I was like, oh, man, I'm not going to get to see Shelly while I'm up here.
Oh, you know you will. You know
no,
it.
No, I've come up twice in the past month or so and not seen you because you're not your little perch in the shop.
I know. But, you know, I will be covering for one of the guys who will be out of town the third week in April. So
okay,
anybody who comes into the coin shop, I will be there every single day.
Very nice. Sam, any luck?
Well, here's what's let me just keep you guys abreast of what's happening over here. In typical, speaking of strange function, I can't get the phone to work. So I looked at the time and I was like, by the time I actually figure out how to get the phone working, we're going to be up on a break. So I was just going to...
Well, stay tuned. We might get Joshua P.
We're going to try is what we're going to do.
Really hard.
I hit the button. I don't know. I hit
Sam,
the button for us.
I can hit the button too, but...
Apparently, I never took that that training course in how to work the buttons on the phone. And so God knows how I've done it in the past when we've had guests on here. It's worked, but by the grace of God go I. You're listening to compelling content. On Speaking of Strange tonight, brought to you by, who was it brought to you by now? HauntedAsheville.com, SpeakingofStrange.com, JoshuaPWarren.com. We'll just throw out everything.
Brought to you by Sam Steele, Forrest Connor, and Shelly Wright.
That's the skeleton crew who's in here tonight. And we got some bad news that Vance Pollock might join us by phone.
If you can figure out how to work the
phone. If I can figure out how to work the phone. This, friends, is how it all ends. This is how it all goes down. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. We'll be right back on News Radio 570 WWNC.
Blood and tears, blood and tears. Since you've been gone, I hear you been crying, blood and tears. All along. In your misery, so alone, could you have been deceived? Since I've been gone, I hear you been crying.
Speaking of strange, it's where the unusual becomes usual and where the unprepared face their greatest fears in radio. Not having anything to talk about on your final show, it's like showing up in front of the whole school in your underwear trying to do a speaking engagement or something like that. I'm Sam Steele with you on this final episode. Sort of a, way to go out with me at the helm. And I got Forrest Connor. I got an original member of the Speaking of Strange team
Dang
here.
Skippy.
Big Skippy.
Dang Skippy.
Dang Skippy. And Miss Shelley Wright, she might not talk. She's got a mic in front of her.
I will talk.
She'll laugh a little bit.
I wanted her to
something.
Tell stories. I wanted her to bare skin. And, I was hoping to get some juicy morsels of story, not skin show.
Just give me some idea of what you...
I don't know the stories. You have the stories in your head. Anyway, the thing is, this is the last Speaking of Strange ever. And we had not a lot of knowledge, not a lot of time to prepare for this. That still doesn't explain why I wouldn't have been prepared for a regular show. But we tried to call Joshua P. Warren. It's his show after all.
Right, but they've got some new fandangled equipment in the studio that we can't figure out.
They do have some new fandangled equipment in the studio that I've used before. But it's not working properly tonight. And so it got to the point where I was like, I don't know what to do here. And so we might have to figure this out. And, an incoming call might work. I don't know. I'm really not. This isn't my home studio. This used to be Forrest Connor's home studio.
It did, but like
many,
I said,
many a moon ago.
Many a moon ago, but like I said, it's the same studio, but yet it's changed in here.
Well, let's, before we go out for this break, no need to bore the listeners with our talks of horrible technical difficulties and the whatnot, but let's talk about an actual story for a few minutes.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Now, coming up tomorrow is Easter Sunday. It's one of the few days a year I should go to church to make my mom happy. And I used to. It was one of the Holy Trinity. I would go Easter, Christmas Eve, and Mother's Day. I would throw in the Mother's Day. Now
That's
I'm
nice.
A horrible son. I just don't go ever. It's
You well, just visit her, though, right?
I can go see her, but I just don't like the church. You know, it's not that I have anything problem with like the whole thing. It's just I don't want to wake up early.
Mm-mm.
Well, like I say, I got a St. Mattress Holy Comforter.
Oh, St. Mattress Holy Comforter. Well, anyway, tomorrow is Easter Sunday, and apparently Chinese first prototype space station Tiangong 1.
Bless you.
Yeah, thank you. Is going to come crashing back to Earth in just a few hours. Well, give or take. 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, give or take 16 hours, in an uncontrolled reentry. Or give or take a few days, it says. So I guess when it comes to space crashing equipment, you can't really predict exactly where or when. But according to the latest forecast by the European Space Agency, exactly when and where the space station will fall remains unknown. More about this. It's just fun. I thought it said Tiangong, which would have been funnier.
Right.
But Tiangong 1, whose name translates as Heavenly Palace 1, launched without anyone aboard back in 2011, and it settled into orbit about 217 miles above Earth, a little lower than the International Space Station. That's about 250 miles. It's 9.5 tons. It's 34 feet long by 11 feet wide, which does not seem that big, but that's a lot of weight. And it measures 530 cubic feet. Of habitable internal volume. I would not want to habitate in that volume.
No.
That's like tiny. It's got two components, a resource module, which has the solar power and propulsion systems, and an experimental module that accommodated astronauts and scientific work. Two beds, got some exercise gear in there. It does not have a bathroom.
Well, they recycle everything, don't they?
I don't know exactly what goes on. You know what they say? What goes on, what happens
what
in Tiangong
stays
on
Tiangong.
But those facilities were provided by the spacecraft that visited Tiangong, and other spacecraft did visit. How do you get your blow and your hookers at 225 miles up?
Other spacecraft.
So apparently this thing is going to come crashing down, And why is it falling from space? Because
gravity.
Well, trying to put it into sleep mode. Yeah, of course. That's probably the phone. They upgraded something.
The phones are in sleep mode right now. Now, does it say where it's gonna? They're expecting. I mean, could it come right down here, Radio Ranch?
It's based on it. It's gonna fall somewhere around South Dakota, Nebraska, or all the way down to Tasmania. So, I mean, that is a pretty wide swath.
True. Do you remember a few years ago when the Mir space, was it Mir that was plummeting back into orbit, and Taco Bell put a big target out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean that if any part of Mir hit that Taco Bell target, everyone in America got free tacos.
That seems like a small price for like a bunch of people dying. But apparently most of it's going to break apart and burn up in Earth's atmosphere. But some of the pieces could survive. That's what's called space junk. Mm-hmm. But that'll probably land in the ocean. So fret not. Go to church. You're probably not going to get hit by Tiong Dong.
Tiong Yong.
By the Big Dong, as we like to call it here. And speaking of strange, hour two coming up next, we're going to listen to some old interview with Unknown Henson. That's always good for a hoot. And who knows what else will happen.
We're going to try to get Mr. Joshua P. Warren and Vance Pollock.
We're going to try. You're listening to Speaking of Strange, the final episode.
No period after the P.